For his latest selection for an ideal shelf of nature writing, Paddy Woodworth has thumbed through to an essay by evolutionary biologist Stephen Jay Gould. Originally published in 1988, Gould's Kropotkin Was No Crackpot re-examined the biophilosophy of Russian noble-turned-anarchist Peter Alexeyevich Kropotkin, who questioned whether survival of the fittest really told the whole story of the natural world. This is The Naturalist Bookshelf.
A phrase that was comforting to many of us during the COVID pandemic, just follow the science, begs several questions. Taken literally, it represents a fundamental misunderstanding of the scientific method. It suggests that science is made up of fixed facts that laypeople should accept as eternally true, whereas good science is based on the idea that every theory, no matter how strongly supported by what we know now, may need to be adapted, perhaps even discarded, as new evidence emerges. So yes, it's wise to listen to the views of the most qualified scientists before you take a decision, especially during a pandemic. But you will often find that the scientists themselves may disagree, depending not only on the facts they can establish, but on how they interpret those facts. And that interpretation, especially in the realm of big ideas, will be shaped to some degree by the dominant ideology of the societies they live in. Moreover, scientific language itself is often expressed through colourful metaphors that tilt meanings in ways we need to be more conscious of. It's surely no coincidence that the phrase most associated with Charles Darwin's theory of evolution, survival of the fittest, reflects very closely the ideology of unregulated capitalism that was paramount in his England. In one of his many entertaining, insightful, and above all enjoyable essays, the distinguished evolutionary biologist Stephen Jay Gould makes illuminating comparisons between Darwin's work and language and those of a much lesser known contemporary of Darwin's, Peter Kropotkin. This essay reminds us that even the theory of evolution remains a work in progress. In Kropotkin Was No Crackpot, published some 30 years ago, Gould re-examines the Russian writer's book, Mutual Aid, A Factor in Evolution. Kropotkin argued that cooperation is at least as big an influence on the survival of species, and indeed individuals, as competition. Many Western scientists dismissed, and still dismiss, Kropotkin's work. They say it's just a projection of his own personal political ideology onto nature. And indeed, rather surprisingly, since he was born a prince, Kropotkin was a leading Russian anarchist, committed to building a society based on, precisely, cooperation for the common good. And cooperation is a taboo word for many evolutionary biologists. They say it commits the almost unpronounceable sin of anthropomorphism, that is, transferring human traits to the natural world. But let's turn the tables for a moment and look at the language used by the same Darwinian scientists. They are perfectly comfortable using the word competition, derived from the ideology of free market capitalism that inevitably influenced Darwin's writings. In fairness, though, Darwin was much more nuanced about his use of competition than many of his disciples are. As Gould points out, Darwin explicitly wrote that the struggle for existence was a metaphor. Darwin also clearly understood that that struggle could not be reduced entirely to the bloody gladiatorial battles we so often see highlighted on TV nature programmes. It was at least as much a struggle to adapt to challenging and changing environmental conditions. So Gould does not argue that Kropotkin was right and Darwin was wrong. Indeed, he's deeply sceptical about our urge to project our prejudices and desires, whatever they may be, onto the natural world. He would no doubt find currently popular books extolling cooperation in nature, like The Secret Life of Trees, fuzzy and overblown. Instead, he shows that Kropotkin was as serious and meticulous a scientist as Darwin was. He based his emphasis on cooperation over competition in evolution not so much because of his personal political worldview, but because of the evidence he was studying. And it was at least partly because the evidence that both men studied was so different that their conclusions about the nature of evolution have such different emphases. Darwin's research focused very much on the tropics, where species diversity is greatest, and therefore the competition for resources and ecological niches is indeed often very intense and very visible. On the other hand, Kropotkin and like-minded Russian scientists focused on Siberian ecosystems, where much more challenging environments lead to fewer species and more visible cooperation or mutual aid between them. Both these men blazed illuminating trails, and as contemporary research reveals more and more patterns of cooperation within and between species, especially at the subsoil level, literally the foundation of all life on Earth, these trails are converging. As Gould concludes, perhaps cooperation and mutual aid are the more common results of the struggle for existence. Perhaps communion rather than combat leads to greater reproductive success in most circumstances. Or, in Kropotkin's own words, sociability is as much a law of nature as mutual struggle. Gould has the gift of making these complex topics accessible to the general reader by expressing them in humane, witty, and enjoyable language. Above all, his work is infused with the sense of wonder that is the essential spark that connects good science and the love of nature. Following the science should not lead us to dogmatic certainties, but to ask more questions, to wonder more and more at the world around us.
Paddy Woodworth there on Stephen Jay Gould's Kropotkin Was No Crackpot, which you'll find in many places online. But if you'd like to add it physically to the bookshelf with all of Paddy's other selections, it's available in Gould's collection, Bully for Brontosaurus, Reflections in Natural History.